This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff has the day off. How hot is the Kevin Stefanski seat going into this weekend? We're going to touch on that in a second. Plus, Brian Anderson is going to join us at 11:20. Just real quick, because I like having these little non-sports stories sometimes every once in a while. Even though we are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Yeah, I watched a great movie last night. Loved it.
As you can tell, everywhere that you look in the studio now.
Yes, you'll notice that. Keith and Christy did a fantastic job.
Yeah, Fearless Leader and Christy did an awesome job. It looks cool.
Yeah, what they did was they kind of revamped the studio. It's more of a, obviously, as we kind of trend towards
move to the digital age.
Yeah, to the 2010s here. That it's kind of a TV/radio/podcasting looking studio right now, right?
Moving
with logos all over the place, and
you'll know what you're listening to.
Yeah, there's
still see it in the background.
You'll watch it. That's right.
You'll see it in the background. You'll see it all around you.
So, just real quick, I caught this movie last night. I don't know how I missed this along the way. It came out last year. Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Really? Oh,
yeah. You know, you saw Inglourious Basterds. You ever see that movie?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
many a time.
I love that movie too.
I'm a Tarantino nut though.
So this is a Guy Ritchie movie.
I love Guy Ritchie. If anyone's ready to do either an entire hour on Snatch, The Gentleman, or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, I'm here for you. I will do it with you. I've seen those movies probably 20 times a piece.
So I don't know how I haven't seen it. I'm like, I read the preview for it, and I was like, how did I miss this? Henry Cavill's really good in it. But just the basis of the whole movie is... It was before the United States hopped into World War II. And it's like, the story is, because I went back and read something more about it, because I just didn't know how much of it was Hollywood. I mean, there's a lot of Hollywood stuff in it.
Oh, goodness,
like,
yeah.
You know, it's very Tarantino-like, too, in that kind of essence of it.
Historical fiction.
But the neatest part of the whole story that I like is that, you know, it's about Winston Churchill and this... offshoot group of folks that can't admit that they're actually in the British military, and if they get caught, they're going to be in trouble with either side. And they got caught by the English, but it was a top secret combat unit that used unconventional techniques to battle the Nazis during World War II. And I think the essence of the movie was probably truthful, that it opened a window. Because of the German intelligence that they were using with U-boats, that, you know, that it was a key piece of this. I'm not trying to get too deep into the movie, but it seemed like it opened the door for the United States to get into World War II like that. But more so, oh my God, why am I forgetting his name? Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was working for Churchill at the time, and they say that this, what the movie's based on, and one of the main characters, who was Henry Cavill, is the basis for James Bond. That, like to me, that was like the coolest part of the movie. Because I kept talking to Ian Fleming in the movie. I'm like, that's James Bond. That's the guy that wrote James Bond. That's like a, So anyway, I don't know. I would recommend it. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'll have to go find it.
That's my movie recommendation of the week.
There you go.
I like doing that. I like giving movie.
There you go.
I do that every once in a while.
Hey.
Do you mind it?
I don't mind.
I don't know. And what was my recommendation last week was the John Candy documentary.
Yeah, the John Candy doc, which I do
so
need to watch.
So good. So good, man. I'm just telling you, take the time to watch it. If you like John Candy, you love comedy, he's like that documentary. It was done
I think it's called I Like Me.
Yeah, it's Colin Hanks is Tom's son did that. All right, let's talk about Kevin Stefanski here for a second. He took some of the heat off, right, last week by by beating Miami last week. And I kind of felt like we could all kind of take a little bit of a deep breath. If he can get a win this week, I think it changes some of the dynamic of what we're watching. Look, if you don't like Gabriel, you're not going to like Gabriel whether they win or lose on Sunday. If you want to see Shedeur Sanders, you're still going to want to see Shedeur Sanders no matter what next week. Oh, well, it's bye week, the week after, right? So I don't think you're going to change your mind, but I think the irritation factor changes when the Browns win. When the Browns lose, all anyone wants to do is pile on, man. It's just pile. Stefanski's the worst coach ever. Oh, my God, how did he get this job? Why has he had this job so long? How could he go through so many quarterbacks? This offense looks – I mean, like every negative positive thing – or every negative thing that you could ever say about him comes out when they lose.
And Shedeur Sanders conspiracy theories.
Oh, and that's true.
Don't forget those.
But this week has been very soft on that. Like the folks that hate Stefanski have picked up the phone, and I know hate's a very strong word – have picked up the phone to let us know that they still don't like him and nothing has changed after last week. Mm-hmm. People who are in the middle are just like, okay, they won. We'll see what happens next. There are a lot of people that are saying, well, is Kevin a good coach? I mean, there are people that will say Kevin is a good coach. And if he goes somewhere else, he may become a great coach with more talent. And is he still have his job because it was ownership in the front office that messed up bringing Deshaun Watson in here? So they're willing to see what he does there. So, I mean, the storylines aren't going to change. It's the pressure on the Kevinometer, Stefanski meter, whatever you want to call it. That's what will change this week to a degree. If you're hardcore right, hardcore left on this, whatever, I'm just using the political term, I don't think you're changing. But if they win and you're in the middle and then all of a sudden Green Bay beats Pittsburgh and you're looking at the standings and you're going, you know, Baskin sounded like an idiot last week when he said the standings were going to bunch up if Green Bay can beat Pittsburgh this weekend. I'm not. I'm just telling you that's the reality of what happens. Do I think the Browns are a playoff team right now? I think our defense is playoff worthy. Our offense isn't even in the same stratosphere as the rest of the NFL most weeks. So, no, I don't think they're a playoff team right now. But it does make it super interesting to look at the AFC North and say, this isn't our typical AFC North. Look at all the quarterbacks that are hurt that aren't playing. Man, this would be – imagine if we had – one more wide receiver or a healthy offensive line. I wonder what this team would look like. I wonder what place they would be in. I know a lot of people just want to hit the fast forward button. Dan, you're included in this. Mm-hmm. And just go, well, the only reason we made that trade in the draft is because we're worried about the quarterback for next year. There's no guarantee on a quarterback for next year. So just go play football. Try to win. Don't try to lose. Don't feel good about a loss because it gets you closer to the draft pick. That's not in week eight. Not in week eight.
It's a coping mechanism. Stop. I mean, that's all that is it's just cope.
Was that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how fans cope. It's like, wow, we lost. This
You've got
sucks. I'm angry.
You've got a cope problem? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that doesn't everyone?
Coping problem? Coping, yes, maybe. Yeah. But
like, yeah, I...
Cope and a smile? Sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Software commercial.
I believe that ownership in the front office do not want to fire Kevin Stefanski.
I don't think they do either.
And I think that is the difference between the fan base and the people who are making the decisions, is that I think they like the guy. I think they like what he brings to the table. Fan base is a different story. And so with that being the case, I don't think they want to fire him. But I think if this heads south and continues to be unwatchable, and let's say they lose by 20 to the Patriots. Okay? I'm picking a number out of the sky. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think this will be a very close game. But let's say it all gets nasty. If you're going to fire a coach, this is the week to fire a coach.
This game would have to go so sideways on Sunday for them to get fired. Something crazy would have to happen.
But the heat, and it wasn't just the heat coming from nowhere. Like, the heat was coming from places that have impact on what's taking place. The heat is coming from inside of that building, was going into that Dolphins game. And it's not like somebody just turns the stove off because they won a game. Right? The stove doesn't get turned off. It gets turned down. So what happens? You could easily turn it right back up. And if they get railroaded, then I have a feeling we are all going to look at each other going, we're at about a boil. That kettle's about to start whistling. And if you're going to have a kettle that's whistling and you're going to make a move off of that, this is the week to do it with the bye week. So then that way you've got time to get that guy established inside of the building, get a game plan together, and put his changes in because he's got 2 weeks to do it. That's the only reason I have pause. Now, I don't think Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam and J.W. Johnson and Paul D. Podesta and anybody else who's involved in any kind of intelligent, any kind of decision on the football side, Glenn Cook, Catherine Raich, whomever you want to point to, or Catherine Hickman, I should say, she's not married. I don't think they want to fire Kevin Stefanski, but I have a feeling the stove is still turned on. And at some point...
Well, you didn't get the gas shut off.
At some point, when the torches and the pitchforks start to show up, what do you do?
I got
to
pay my gas bill. Don't
Good move. Pay your gas bill. You don't want that turned off. It's cold outside.
Forgot about that. I think you're right. No, I think you're right. Let's face it. I mean, the oven is on always when you're an NFL coach. I don't care who you are. I mean, Andy Reid in the end didn't work in Philly, right?
Right, they decided to move on.
In the end, they had to move on.
And it was beneficial
for everyone. Marty Schottenheimer didn't work here, right? I mean, looked pretty good when he went to Kansas City.
It was beneficial for everyone. The Eagles got their Super Bowl. Took them a little bit longer. Chiefs got their Super Bowl.
Art thought that Bill Belichick wasn't the right man when he moved the team to Baltimore. He fired probably arguably the best coach in NFL history. He fired him.
The questions that come with firing Kevin Stefanski that I have for anybody who wants to fire them, him, is who takes over? And your answer can't be, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's just not Kevin Stefanski.
Well, I think the logical choice is Schwartz. I think people would say that. Just common sense. But that doesn't mean it's...
And then who's the better option?
Well, that also doesn't mean that's long-term either. How many times have we seen, Terry Robiskie come in here and become the interim head
coach?
Greg
Williams.
Yeah. Greg had a great run.
Yeah. And...
But they wouldn't even look at him to be the head coach.
And who is out there?
And by the way, if they hire Greg Williams, do we become what the Lions have become? Because I see some similarities between the Lions head coach and Greg Williams.
I hate that game. You know I hate that game.
Am I wrong? Huh?
I hate sliding doors.
What do you mean?
I hate playing the sliding doors game. Okay, so what happens if...
Yeah, we'll play that game.
What happens if you slide the door of Greg Williams that comes in here
What if they would have kept Greg Williams? I mean, we really love having this. Greg Williams is
He's
great.
Wonderful.
He's great on our show.
On top of it.
I don't know. Is he great in an NFL locker room? I don't know. But I know he's great when he's on our team. And he says things as a fan that just like, you're like, oh, man, what? What? Yeah, I'm going to run through that brick wall for you, coach.
Tired?
Go Whatever you man. Need. What? Are you serious? You need me to go tackle six guys? I'm on it for you, coach. But they didn't like him.
That's the question I have to the Fire Stefanski people. Okay, Jim Schwartz takes over. Who are you picking next? Who's the next head coach of this thing? Because right now you're looking around the league and there's nobody that's lighting the world on fire. We had Charles Robinson on. We asked him that question. That's exactly what he said. He goes, well, then who takes over?
He's right.
Who's the coach out there that you're like, yeah, bring that guy in. He'll fix it. It's kind of, it's a puddle right now.
All right, I'll tell you what is next. Brian Anderson, super friend of the show. He joins us next right here, Baskin and Phelps. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today. Let's bring in a 14-year hero of the show. I say that because he's been with us for all 14 years. He is a true friend of the show. I can't believe it's been 14 years as well, too. Brian Anderson, the pride of Geneva. Of course, Wright State, because we have a ton of Wright State listeners that love to chime in with us each and every week. And, of course, he is the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. Oh, by the way, he played for the Indians, too. And right now, he is on the fan hotline. Hi, Brian. What's up, man?
What's up, yeah?
Nothing, boys. I've got my eyes locked in on the road here.
Okay.
I'm making the drive from Tampa up to Columbia, South Carolina. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Rylan,
yes.
Who had spent her first 2 years at Wheaton, she transferred down to University of South Carolina. By the way, big change from Wheaton, Illinois to Columbia, South Carolina, University of South Carolina. But all that to say, I am driving up to see her this weekend. And right now I am driving through, at least in Florida, the biggest speed trap in Florida. That would be Waldo, Florida. Keep your eyes on the miles per hour signs because they go down, and the cops here just love to grab you. I'm trying to talk to you guys, and I'm trying to stay locked in on the road to get through Waldo unscathed.
All right, before you do that, why don't we give Rylan a little love? Because if she didn't have injury, we'd be talking about her playing volleyball somewhere at some big Division I school right now too. So you should be a proud papa for as good a volleyball player as she was when she was healthy. And you have a son who's a dynamic baseball player too. So let's not forget about that too, right?
Well, yeah, it's really interesting. Is you're right about Rye, but she made the transition over to lacrosse, and she became a heck of a lacrosse player. She played club lacrosse at Wheaton because they didn't have an NCAA sanctioned team.
Right.
And now she's playing club at South Carolina. It's not the team, but it's the club team. But yeah, she made that team and is playing up here. She is a tremendous athlete. You're right. A heck of a volleyball player. It just was tough for her at being 5 foot. You're very limited at 5'1" or right. Whatever she is to be able to have a lot of options position-wise, but she was a heck of a player. And Jack, he's going to St. Thomas down in Miami Gardens. It's an NAIA school, really good baseball program. And the thing that I liked about it, because of the time that he was limited because of some of the physical issues that he had in high school,
right.
They have a developmental team. Hmm. So they've got the varsity team, but then they also have like the young kids, a lot of the true freshmen on this developmental team, and that's where he started. But a week ago, he got the call up to the big club. Was impressing enough on that, on the developmental squad, that they brought him up, and he's getting some time to play with the actual team as a true freshman. There's only two. There's only two that are up there right now. So he's making some headway down there, impressing some people.
Proud papa right there. And I know their mom's proud of them too. So, all right, let's get into a little bit of the situation here. By the way,
it was also very strategic on the weekend that I went up to visit Ryland, because we will be going to the football game tomorrow where the South Carolina Gamecocks host the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Ooh, I need your scouting report on Lenora Sellers when you
yes,
talk
we
next.
Do. Yeah. Will you do that for us?
And give me one on Simpson, too.
I will do that.
Because I trust your eyes on these things. You're pretty darn good at this stuff.
All right, I think we're getting yelled at because we're not talking about it. Now that we've gone down the Anderson family tree, let's start with the Browns. Are you a little bit more optimistic after they won last week or what?
The manner in which they won, yes. I know that the weather conditions were not great. The Dolphins are hot garbage too. So, that's a combo. But still, when was the last time you see the Browns blow anybody out? So that was certainly impressive. Defense clamped down with Tua throw for 100 yards, 3 picks. I'll tell you what, I love that we talked about it last week. I love Cleveland's backs. I mean, Sampson, Judkins, those guys, I'll tell you what, you've got a chance to have a pretty dynamic duo right there watching them do their thing. So, yeah, I mean, it was impressive, and it felt good. It felt good. You don't get a lot of games where, in the fourth quarter, you're completely relaxed and know that the team is going to run away with it. So that was awesome. Now, can they build on it? Can they build on it? Because, again, they've got a defense that should keep you in every game. If the offense can just be, you don't even have to be great, because that defense is going to keep you around. So, I guess there's a little optimism, but it had to feel good in that building, come Monday, with what they were able to do. And hopefully that, breeds some confidence. And, got a tough game this weekend, obviously, with Patriots pretty good. So that'll be interesting. But, I think you have to feel good about it, right?
It was a much different week this week than, last Friday, man, I didn't even want to sit here. I had a headache. I mean, I just had a headache from people that were complaining about everything. And I'm like, they just need to win. And they did. And so now I don't have a headache today. So I feel much better.
That's good. And I'm not going to add to it. So that makes it even better.
You're a good man. So you have a distance away from this thing. You're on, you're not in the echo chamber quite as much as we are. How hot do you think the seat is for Kevin Stefanski at this point?
I don't know. Let's look at the hand he's been dealt. He's running out a rookie quarterback, who is not a top draft pick, and he's got a rookie beating him up. So, what can you expect for him to be able to dial up? I'm sure that he's trying to get as creative as he can, but he's extremely limited, and so I would hope that would not be the case, because I think that if that goes away, then all of a sudden, where do you go from there? Who are you going to attract as the head coach that's going to turn this thing around in a heartbeat? And we've seen Stefanski with, when he's got a quarterback that fits his offense, it can be super productive. Now, they've made some terrible calls on the quarterbacks, with Baker and running him off, and Flacco, say what you want about him, but you saw what he did, with the that game against the Steelers that we talked about last week. But I would hope that it wouldn't be that hot, because I just don't see, if you do make a change, I don't see who you're going to bring in that's going to make any difference at this point. I don't know. I'm not as tied in as you guys. I'm sure there's, hot coordinators being talked about and potential, targets, if that would be the case. But, I don't know. I don't feel that from down here, but I know it's obviously being talked about. And if things go south, you lose 3 or 4 more in a row, then it's probably, that's going to happen regardless. So we'll just see what happens this weekend. But, I just don't know. It almost feels like it'd be change for the sake of change.
All right, let's switch gears, BA. Let's talk about this World Series that's coming up here. And You've got the Dodgers. You've got the Blue Jays. You've got the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. You've been there before. You know what it's like to walk out of a league championship series and enter the bright lights of a World Series. What is the difference when you have to step into the World Series?
Really, it's just focus. I mean, you know, the playoffs, you're not guaranteed the next round. You know, you've got to perform all throughout the playoffs. So you really become battle hardened. And so by the time you do get to the World Series, you realize that you are on the cusp of winning the trophy. It's why you play the game. I mean, certainly you want to be a big leaguer for a long time. You want to make money. You want to do all those things. But the ultimate prize is a World Series championship. And there have been a lot of really good players, Hall of Fame players, that do not have a World Series championship. And you are on the cusp. At this point, you've been through the battles. It's just, don't make it bigger than it is. Remember, it's still baseball. It's still playoff baseball. Yes, it's the biggest stage. It is the biggest stage. But your mindset just has to be get the job done. And, you know, it's funny because I look back on, you know, the couple of World Series that I got to play in, and specifically even the one with Cleveland. I get more nervous thinking about myself pitching in those games today than I did back then. You know, getting pulled into the LCS in game six in a 0-0 game in the 10th inning. And, you know, I give up a run there. Obviously, we get walked off by Baltimore and we're going to a game seven. And I'm the GOAT. And what the heck? I'm a Cleveland guy. But would I even move back there? What if I give up a home run to Jeff Conine in game seven? You know what I mean? So going into those games, going into those series, it was like, yeah, give me the ball. I'm going to get the outs I'm supposed to get, period. That was it. I didn't give it another thought. I think about going into those games now, you know, and I think to myself, oh boy, man, that was, you know, but at the time it was just give me the ball. I got a job to do. And that's the way that you have to approach it. If you allow your mind to make it any bigger than that, you set yourself up for failure. So you just have to stay so focused on the task at hand. Know the scouting reports, know what you're going to do, whether you're a hitter or a pitcher, and go out there and perform, period. That's it. You got to keep it really, really simple and stay uber focused.
All right, so I hear what you're saying, but okay, so you were in two World Series, 97 with the Indians and then 01 with the Arizona Diamondbacks. What did 1997 Brian Anderson tell 2001 Brian Anderson about getting the job done? You know what I'm saying? Like, where you were able to grasp what happened with Grover and what happened with here, and then understand that to beat the Yankees in 01. I mean, come on, man. That you had to have learned something that you had said to yourself, okay, this is what I'm doing different this time.
No, I didn't do anything different because in 97, I had a wonderful run in 97. You know, I wasn't on the roster when we played the Yankees in 97 for the, you know, and ended up beating Rivera and moving on.
And,
I got added to the roster for the LCS against Baltimore. And I remember when Grover called me in, he said, look, BA, he goes, I have no idea how I'm going to use you. You just be ready from the first pitch on. Perfect. And so I wore myself out that first game. I remember sitting down next to Eric Plunk in like the fourth inning and thinking, and I asked him, I'm like, how do you do this for 162 games? I feel exhausted. And he is laughing about that. It was funny. He's like, listen, you'll fall into a routine. You'll be fine. And the best thing that ever happened is we lost game one of that series against Baltimore. I got in the game and I pitched a couple of innings. And what that showed me, I'd never been in playoff baseball before. And here, you know, we're on the cusp of getting to the World Series. And I get in that first game and I remember throwing the first pitch and thinking to myself, it's just baseball. It's just baseball. Go get them. I mean, everything is max effort, of course, but it's just baseball. And I was able to take that through that 97 run that we had and had a lot of success. Just realizing it's just a game. Be prepared and go out there and let it all hang out. So when I got to 01, it was like, yeah, I've done that. And in fact, you know, in 99, we won the division. You know, 98, we're an expansion team. 99, we win the division. And we're playing the Mets in the first round of the playoffs. And they had to use Al Leiter, their ace, in a play-in game against the Reds to get in. So he's not even on the docket. We got Randy Johnson going up against Masato Yoshii and we are heavy favorites. And they beat us in game one. We win game two. They beat us in game three. Well, guess who's starting game four? And it's a five-game series, so we're down 2-1. It's an elimination game. I'm starting game four at Shea Stadium against who? Al Leiter, their ace. It was his turn to come back around. And again, the lessons from 97, just go compete. Go compete. Mm. And don't leave anything behind. No regrets. Balls to the wall. Everything, let it all hang out. And I went 7 innings in that ball game, and I came out with a 3-2 lead. And I'll be doggone if they didn't tie it up. And then that was the Todd Pratt walk-off homer in extra innings, and we got eliminated. But it was the same thing. That was in 99. And then you fast forward to 2001, same thing. Our run through the playoffs then, hey, when they hand you the ball, you go out there and you compete with everything you got, every pitch like it's your last. And that was it. And it worked for me. And I had, you know, say what you will about my, you know, my career numbers, whatever. My postseason numbers were fantastic. And it was a lot of that. It was that opportunity that I got with Cleveland, with Grover, getting into that first game and just realizing, hey, this is still just baseball. And yes, the lights are brighter and the stage is bigger, but that's just baseball. I'll never forget when I got drafted, Tony LaCava, I've probably told the story a million times on your show, but I remember him telling me, I'm 21 years old in my draft year, and he was the national cross checker for the Angels. And he said to me, you know, not everybody can play in October. And I remember not responding. I just thought to myself, what does that even mean? Like, what do you mean not everybody can play in October? It's baseball, June, October, January. What does it matter? And then you fast forward to 97 when I get activated and I'm shagging for BP game one in Baltimore at Camden Yards. And those words came rushing back to me. And I'm like, oh, I get it now. I get it now. It's bigger. It's bigger, and some guys can rise to the occasion, and there are other guys, even really good players, that shrink under the spotlight of postseason baseball. Mm-hmm. And I got it. I understood what he meant. Not everybody can play in October, and I was very fortunate throughout my career to be able to play very well in October.
The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, joining us on the hotline. You did well for yourself, and another guy who did well for himself, too, Shohei Ohtani. Oh, my God.
Good Lord, right?
Oh, my God. Six innings and three bombs? What the hell is that?
I know. And I love the couple of people out there, the national pundits, that kind of downplay that. Like, oh, listen, it's been done before. No, that hasn't been done. Listen, what he did to go out, throw six innings, punch out 10, and hit three bombs, like, that would be an unbelievable game in Little League. He's doing it in the postseason. He's doing it in the LCS in an elimination game. I mean, it's just beyond. The guy is an absolute amazing player. And boy, if he can stay healthy on the mound with what he does at the plate, it's just that was an incredible performance. Like I said, you pull that off in Little League, and that's huge. And he's doing it at the highest level of baseball that there is in the world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, BA, who do you like?
Well, listen, who do I like?
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Blue Jays give us a series, but I don't know how you pick against the Dodgers. That team just looks, and I used the word last week, and I'll say it again, they look impenetrable. I mean, they just have an answer for everything. It starts with that starting pitching that's healthy. Every guy can absolutely dominate. And, oh, by the way, they throw out a pretty good offense, too, and they catch the ball. So that team just looks unstoppable. I think they're the heavy favorite. I think that they should be. I think ultimately that they win the series. However, could you give me six? Could you preferably give me seven? That would be fun too. That's what you're hoping for. I just don't want to see them roll through the Blue Jays like they rolled through the Brewers.
See, I think Toronto can hang BA. And the only reason I say that is they put the ball in play. They play really good defense on top of that. And the starting pitching has been good enough to get the gig done.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's the one thing that is impressive about that team. They have an old school feel to them, with the fact that they don't strike out a lot, that they find a way to move the baseball and move base runners. They've got some guys who, throughout the season and obviously through the playoffs, have been very, very clutch, starting with Springer. Alejandro Kirk is a guy. Don't sleep on him. He come up with some big hits for that team. Of course, Guerrero Jr. I mean, they do. And they can hang with them. I love their manager. He is an old school, you know, grinded out, John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays. And, oh, by the way, you know, they're coming out of the American League East. And that's a tough division. That's a gauntlet of you know, the Rays. I know we had a down year, but the Rays have always played the Blue Jays really, really tough. You know, you've got to go through the Yankees. You've got to go through the Red Sox, much improved Red Sox team. So they are definitely battle-tested from what they were able to do in the division and then obviously making their way, you know, through the playoffs. So I agree with you. At the same time, you look at that team in the other dugout, and that's about as complete of a team that we've seen, you know, in the playoffs and World Series in a long time. And everybody's healthy and for the most part, and everybody's playing well. So it's going to be a grind, but like I said, get it out there, get six, seven games in there, and give us something to be to feel good about going into the offseason.
All right, BA, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All drive right. safely,
all
man.
Right, boys, have a great week.
Drive safe.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right,
okay. Don't speed. No one wants you to make a donation to the local police department.
Thanks, BA.
Yes, absolutely. See you, boys.
Peace. Talk a little bit about the World Series here too. Do you think Toronto's best bet is if they can get to the Dodgers bullpen, right?
Correct.
If you, and by the way, I'm just curious, if you're sitting here at Northeast Iowa, one, are you watching the World Series? That's one. And then two, who do you like and why? And that, you know, clearly there is a Guardians Indians connection too with this Blue Jays franchise that, you know, you don't have to go very far to find a tie, whether it's in the front office or guys on the field. So, you know, I just, how do you perceive this World Series? I don't know that I'm totally into it. I am rooting for the Blue Jays to win. I don't know. I really enjoyed that crowd the other night.
Oh, it was
awesome.
Did
you see, this was
so much fun.
This was amazing. Did you see the video of the Blue Jays win the other night? And you know, they're late in the game, and then obviously the Blue Jays come back and they win on the home run. And you know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching the game, and I'm seeing like this, you know, these guys feel like they're playing for their country, and you think it's kind of cool, and like all the energy. But there was a hockey game. There was a U18. I know this is Baskin's story, but so when this U18 game, why am I forgetting who hit the home run the other night? I'm just brain farting.
Springer.
God, man, I could not remember Springer's name for the George Springer.
I had to sit there and think of it.
Yeah, I mean, we both did. So Springer, so I don't know what it was, but there was this hockey game. It was a U18 game, and there was a stop and play, and they were about to take a face-off, and there were fans at that game that were also monitoring what was going on at the Blue Jays game. And both teams are, like, going at it. They show them playing, and then all of a sudden there's a break in the action. Springer hits the home run during this hockey game, and before they take the face-off, the kids had all heard what happened, and everyone was pumped. The arena was going nuts, and the kids at the point in the middle of the game started shaking hands and hugging and cheering because the Blue Jays looked imminent that they were going to go on to the World Series. It was one of those really cool moments, and I was just like, wow, this thing's pretty awesome. And if that was AI, man, I don't know who did it, but it was the greatest AI, but it wasn't.
Of course.
It was real. And it was just like, I think our community, especially in Northeast Ohio, can understand that feeling, because I was like, oh, man, could you imagine being in the middle of a game like that and say the Guardians won the World Series? I mean, it was just something so special.
Everybody would be going nuts. This is going to be a fun one. I think this is going to be a lot of people, of course, putting their thumb on the scale for the Dodgers, thinking that it's going to be Dodgers and five.
It feels like it's Dodgers.
Dodgers and six, somewhere between there.
If Toronto can't get to the bullpen, they're in trouble.
Well, and Vesia being out for the Dodgers now, not making the World Series roster, that's a big deal. That's one of the arms in that bullpen that Dave Roberts actually had faith in, was Alex Vesia, and him not being available is massive. Now, Clayton Kershaw being on the roster, he's had his struggles in the postseason in the past. I think he's one of the greatest lefties that's ever played. And I've always kind of, you know, waved my hand at the postseason stuff, what it's come to him personally, but it's not the same as having him out there. So I like the Blue Jays in this series. I'm going Blue Jays in six. Now, I'll remind you, I have been wrong this entire postseason. So, I mean, either the, you know, broken clock is right once a day.
So that means Dodgers in four? Is that what you're trying to say?
But yeah, I think Blue Jays in six. I think they're going to be able to get to that bullpen. Yamamoto gave up some loud outs against the Brewers as much as he pitched well. Snell has been on such a heater lately. It's been unbelievable. Same thing with Glasnow. I think the Blue Jays can get to those guys and get into the Dodgers bullpen, where they have been scrambling all season long to piece together some semblance of a really good bullpen, and it's just not there. Roki Sasaki got tattooed a little bit by the Brewers as well in game one. He brought it back in game four and looked pretty good, but I think there are hits out there to be had for that Blue Jays team, and I think their bullpen is better. I think the starting pitching staff might lean Dodgers a little bit, but I think the Blue Jays are really good. And I know a lot of people maybe have not watched them because, you know, Canada, but
unless you get TSN,
Vladdy Jr. is,
I don't even know. They're on Sportsnet, aren't they?
Vladdy Jr. has turned into a complete hitter. He is no longer the hulking all or nothing hitter that we once see. He's turned into a complete hitter. And has been really good. Ernie Clement the same way. I can't believe they turned Ernie Clement into a real, you know, viable offensive option, and they have. He's been really good for them. Bo Bichette coming back for this series is a big deal as well, though he hasn't seen pitching since September. Early September, he hasn't faced live pitching. So we'll see what that looks like. But still, Bo Bichette's been really good for them. And he can play a couple different positions. They can mix and match and make it work. I like the Blue Jays in this series. I hope they can pull it off, because it'd be really fun.
Can Guardians fans get behind the Blue Jays because of the Bieber, Sandlin, Clement, Jimenez?
I think, well, you haven't won a World Series in 30 years. Might be what.
Well, we have won a World Series.
Oh, I know. I mean, but like, at least to me, that's the kind of stuff that I'm immediately drawn to. I would rather go to the team who hasn't won a World Series at a good period of time and pull for them than the team that's won one the year previous. I mean, the ties, sure, that helps. Yeah, people, you know, are fans of Shane Bieber. They liked Andrés Giménez and the defense that he brought and the fun that he had when he was here. And I mean, everybody forgot Ernie Clement probably played here until they saw him. There's enough ties there, sure, if you want to use that too. For me, I'm Blue Jays just due to the fact that they haven't won a World Series in a while, and I think Canada would go absolutely berserk if they won one.
Maybe it's just because it's American League East. It's still hard for me to believe that it took Mark and Ross 10 years to get here.
They had to tear that thing down. That team was a mess when they got there. They were paying so many old guys. It was nuts the amount of old players that they were paying on those teams. I mean,
I'm happy for those guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm super excited for them.
Me too.
But I mean, if you're sitting here, who are you rooting for? Maybe I'm just rooting for a good series.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not going to, I won't watch tonight's game. If I do, I'll come back and catch it on highlights just because I want high school football. It's Friday. It's the last week of the regular season.
I'm going on.
Get ready for the playoffs.
I'm seeing a stand-up comedy show. I'm going on lockdown.
Oh, look at you. You're not even tuning into baseball tonight?
I'm going on lockdown.
We bought these
tickets 6 months ahead of time. I had no idea this was going on. I'm going on lockdown, though. When I get out of there, I'm going to watch the World Series game. I will have it on the DVR because I'm still an old person who has cable and DVR.
Gotcha. All right, let's do this. Let's come back here in a moment, and we are going to. I want to touch on this NBA stuff from yesterday, especially because we had somebody from the Cavs front office on this morning that had something to say about it. So I want to dive into that a little bit. I want to talk about the Browns. We're going to do two keys and a lock coming up in the next hour. We are also going to. What else are we going to do? We'll do quick predicts at the end of the show. And we're going to get, you know, just all your thoughts on the Browns coming up this weekend with a big game against your favorite team, the New England Patriots. Sure, they're your favorite team. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.